Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And he's on assignment at the moment. Normally he's in the studio and he's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but Professor Jim Joes, you're on... Well, you're not absent without leave, you're absent with leave. Are you at a conference this morning?
Yes, I am, Todd. I'm at the Australian Political Studies Association's annual conference, which this year is being held in Sydney.
Oh, is it riveting at the moment, or is it just heating up?
No, it's good. There's been some really interesting papers, in particular one of the keynote addresses by the president of the American Political Science Association, who's a professor of government at Harvard University, was talking about, you know, facts matter and the way in which policies come to be sort of promoted and denied, and how governments make decisions, and looking at sort of issues around if politicians continually act on misinformation to manipulate their standing, if you like, in the polls and to mobilise support, it can backfire when they're trying to pursue policies for the benefit of the nation, because when they act on misinformation, they've mobilised support on the basis of that misinformation, and then they're sort of stuck. They're caught between a number of different competing interests, and they often can't politically get themselves out of it.
They've painted themselves into a political corner. Well, I suppose the plebiscite for same-sex marriage, a lot of people were probably talking about that. And it, Jim, it just seems to be going on and on and on. And one of the big concerns that I hear people saying is, while the government are spending so much time concerned on that, nothing else seems to be getting done. Or that's the feeling with a lot of Australians.
Well, there's a sense of that, I think, Todd, and one of the ways that manifests itself, as we've seen in the recent opinion polls, but it's also the case that the government doesn't appear, or the Prime Minister doesn't appear to be leading the government, and the government doesn't appear to be governing in the sense of setting the political agenda. It's almost like they're still stuck in an opposition frame of mind. They're busily sort of engaging the Labor Party and the Greens and the Independents, engaging the opposition as if they themselves are still in the opposition camp. It's a mistake that Tony Abbott made to his cost, which I don't think he'll recover from. But Malcolm Turnbull seems to be in the same dementia. And if I might add, the perception is not simply that he's not appearing to lead, it's that he's hostage to a very narrow set of interests within the coalition forces, and he doesn't seem to be able to break free of that dimension and rise above it to be the leader of the country. And I think people are sort of responding to the promise of leadership that he took up when he became leader of the coalition, and then he went to the polls as the Prime Minister, but still not sort of projecting enough of that I'm in charge image, if you like. And, you know, he just scraped back in, and now he's sort of got one eye on his back because he's got this small group of members of his own coalition who are looking to bring him down if they can, or at least to hold him to promises that actually don't resonate with the wider community. And he doesn't seem to be able to sort of call their bluff or manoeuvre. And I don't know what his solution might be, Todd. but, you know, at some point he may have to sort of roll the dice. Certainly he can... he's only got a small majority, like a one-seat majority. But, you know, the majority of the parliament are likely to support him on, for example, pushing through the same-sex marriage and just saying, look, this plebiscite is a waste of time, money and energy. We've got more important things to do, and I'm not wishing to denigrate the issue itself, but simply to say, look, in the big scheme of things, this is not, you know, putting people on the edge of their seat wondering what the government will do. It's basically, look, we understand the issues and we want it just dealt with in the same way, in a sense, that former Prime Minister John Howard simply legislated... to get us where we are today. Well, the Parliament can turn around now and say, look, that was not where the majority of the population, not the majority of citizens want us to be. We want to support equality. That's all there is to it. And let's move on. And if his enemies, shall we say, in the coalition want to bring him down, they have to try and defeat him for the leadership, but they also have to defeat him as the potential sort of prime minister on the floor of the House. It's not just simply a matter of holding him as leader of the party, because you know, if he can mobilise the numbers, and this hasn't been done for 100 years.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to have to catch you off there, unfortunately, my friend.
Sorry,
we're starting to lose you.
We can continue at another time.
We certainly will. So there you go. Professor Jim Jones, Malcolm Turnbull is backed into a corner, and it'll be interesting to see how he comes out of it.
2NUR FM 103.7.